4, Galtina of Wyndham. So how many of us can remember our first day at school as vividly as Galtina can, I wonder? It certainly is a milestone. This time last year, my granddaughter was getting ready to start school, and now she's gearing up for the next year. Where does the time go to?
How are you together? Call this old hot weather, that's a rum and isn't it? But never mind. I'd like to say a big hello to Mari and John Crane. Now, they've been in my life, really, ever since I was a little old gal and went to school with Melanie. Now, if you remember when I spoke about Melanie before, she's the one who got the hoss for Christmas, and I got a mousetrap game. And my mother and father said, "You got a hoss, gal," but that got away. So I was all Christmas out and done looking for it, because I never did. And I remember, like, going to that school on the back of my mother's bike. I had new shoes, but quite often I'd have to cover my feet in bubble wrap to pop to the shops. Pop, pop, pop. Anyhow, what I'm going to do is the first day at school, and that remind me of me and Melanie when we went to school. With my sister's coat, my brand new shoes, and box stuffed with my food, I was put on the back of mother's bike, and she rid me down the road. We went across the common and past the swings and slide, and to the right, just past the pond, was where I'd end my ride. My mother hauled me off the bike, and on the ground I stood. I dustn't move or dustn't speak, well, that would have done no good. She took my hand and walked with me, and she led me to the class, away from the red brick building and over on the grass. Inside the light grey mobile hut, my teacher took my coat. She hung it on a little peg, and a lump come to my throat. My eyes, they started welling up. I tried hard not to cry. Then I turned and waved to mother, who blew a kiss and mouthed, "Goodbye." Mrs. Mayfield was my teacher, and she made me feel at ease. I was shown to my chair and a little desk that would now come to my knees. I stared around the room, and faces looked at me. We were all full of the unknown, but we didn't have to be. Our names were called, we answered yes, I'd heard of one or two. And as I stared around again, a few faces there I knew. We were given little writing books, we had to take them home. We covered them with wallpaper that matched our living room. We were shown to the old toilets, the little sinks and paper towel. Oh, and that hard old oisel paper, well, that shone there on the roll. Not too soon come the school bell that signalled out to play. We got our coats and stood there still. We didn't know what to say. I grabbed hold of my lunchbox, and my mother's words I hear, "You'll be at school till you're 16. Well, there weren't enough grub in there. I looked around the playground. A hopscotch was drawn in chalk. Three girls were playing elastic, but I wanted just to walk. Round the corner of the building was a great big metal frame. The boys and girls climbed all around. Perhaps one day I'll do the same. I hear the bell, that's playtime over. I've enjoyed it on the whole, and I enjoyed the rest of my first years at that lovely Swardeston school." That's a lovely little old place. And also Edith Cavell went there, you know. That's now someone's house, and Mr. Miller lived there. Cheerio, be back again soon.
Thank you, Tina. I'm sure that brings back some memories for all of us.